up a glass and I'm passing her the weed. And I'm feeling on her ass and I'm probably finna leave. And the car that go fast and she tryna slide with me. She know she gon' have a blast in the 96 and probably 40 out of paper tag. On the gas, got it squatting, motor growling when I pass. If you spot me, then just holler. I can't stop, I got a match. Grab a bag, split in half, drag a portion to the stash. Rolling fire with my staff, parking lot full of that. Shit so cold, you don't even know what you looking at. Yeah, I don't know her name, but I'm filling up a glass and I'm passing her the weed. And I'm feeling on her ass and I'm probably finna leave in one of them cars that go so fast. And she's trying to slide with me, she know she gon' have a blast.
To another episode of the Soul Table. I am RBD. Evan, you're just your regular black dude. Phenomenal, that is. And I'm here with my co-host.
I am the Sneaker King of Philly. I'm Carl.
Carl, he is the Sneaker King of Philly. Carl, and Uncle Mike is with us, followed by our extraordinary cameraman, Tiny Dynamite.
Mr. Junior himself.
Listen. We got a lot of topics we want to touch on today. None other than the biggest surprise that we found out a couple weeks ago, but it's still big in our country. That is, Jordan Brand is opening up their first World of Flight store in the United States. They already have three. This will be the fourth one. And the first one was in Milan. The second one was in Tokyo, and the third one was in Seoul. If you really want to look at it, we have pictures of what the World of Flight store was going to look like when it hits Philadelphia, which is amazing if you really think about it, because you know it's a Mike store, just solely, you know, Jordans and maybe a little bit of Nikes here and there, but it's still, you know, something we can hang our hats on. I have quite a few questions, what does that mean for the sneaker community, not in Philly, but just the sneaker community in general, because it's now coming to the United States. Carl, where are we at with that?
I believe that they're a little late with this. I think this should have been happening. Sneakers in general in Philadelphia are a big thing. We are like one of the meccas here.
You think so?
Sneakers, I believe so.
I don't sit well with that. But the only reason why I say that is because, like, we get everything late. You see how we're getting it now? Like, they're giving us the first World Flight store. This is, in my opinion, another 21 Mercer.
The only reason they did this for us is because we lost so many different stores that we used to have.
Okay.
We don't have as many of the stores that we used to have.
Uncle Mike, where you at with this?
I don't know if we wanted the meccas, honestly.
We don't have
an
identity.
I've never seen anybody do sneakers the way that a Philadelphia person does. We match stuff, not too much, just right.
So what does that mean for this sneaker community? Because a lot of people think it's niche. As we saw a couple weeks ago, that Donald Trump thinks it's an actual political community, something he can actually attach his self to build his presidential campaign. So when I say what does this mean for the sneaker community, I mean what does it consist of? Because for me personally, like I said, I think it's good for the sneaker community. For it to actually finally be in America, but I think it's a little late. I think they use, you know, other countries as test dummies and don't really worry about what we do, because we won't gravitate to something unless it's someplace else where we don't have it.
That's very much true, but I still believe, like, when it came to, like, Jordans and stuff like that, you know, we should have been, you know, the head honcho. Like, we had a couple House of Hoops here and there.
We did.
We had to go to House of Hoops in Cherry Hill. You said we had the House of Hoops in King of Prussia. All that stuff is gone now. So now what they're trying to do
we had one on 52nd Street. That shit was on a dude, but it was still a hoops. It was a hoops.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I was going to Sneaker Villa before I went to the House of Hoops. They the ones that had the Nike Easy Ones. That's where I got my Zen Grays at. My Net Nets.
But in our generation as teenagers, we ain't had much to go to. We would go to the gallery.
We had a lot of shit. Nigga, they had two Ubiks. They had one Ubik in the gallery. I used to work down there, John, so I know. We had
but that Ubik, Ubik that was like Ubik B.
One
that,
Ubik outside. Yeah. Then we had the Ubik that was on
Chestnut Street. That was Ubik.
I mean, it was, but I still got the same shit out of that.
Ubik I still got Ubik bags. I don't. Bro. I'm really concerned about the integrity of carrying stuff with them. but I still got them.
Listen, we had a lot of stuff back then. That's how I knew we was in Mecca. We had a lot of shit. Okay. Not to mention City Blue was carrying it too before they came.
City Blue was a drug front champ. I'm sorry to tell you that. Everybody knew City Blue
got Lapstone now. So Lapstone and Hammer is our main base now. That's all we got.
Drug front.
Wait, what?
I said Lapstone?
No, I'm just talking. Yeah,
I'm Suplex, talk too. Shit. Suplex is another store. And then
Drug Front.
Not Suplex. On South Street.
Drug Front.
Suplex.
If I opened up a consignment shop.
Oh, you talking about.
I'm calling it Drug Front.
Not Suplex. Suplex was a skate shop that we had. But
Ted worked at. We got Nocturnal. Yeah,
we had Nocturnal Skate Shop.
And we got, what you call it? But then we got to go all the way to Delaware.
Exit was Kinetic. Wherever Exit was at, we had a bunch of skate shops. But the real, but outside of that question, since we're talking about the community, you think it is
Kicks USA and all that?
Do you think it's going to last? Because to be real, they could have just opened up another 21 Mercer.
Now come on now, all the hype that's going to be around this Jordan.
Yeah, but that's only going to last. The only thing that's going to come from it is a potential spike in people coming to Philly to check it out for a bit, especially if it's open up in the summertime or something like that. You're going to come to visit that. You're not coming to. Nobody. Let's look at it this way. Nothing lasts for real. Like nothing lasts forever. We all know that. But in Philly, particularly, we don't give a fuck. We threw batteries at Santa and Destiny's Child. We do not give a fuck. Like nobody lives in Philly that says I want to move to Philly. You just end up here. You either go to school here, and then you stay because you're here already. You don't plan on coming here.
I am worried about the longevity of the store.
Thank you.
Just that's because, valid. Like, motherfuckers, they was out here
looting.
Lululemon.
Yeah.
So, like.
Them tights is magical, though. Like, I played football in them. It's probably my mom's. I'm sorry.
Okay. Moving on.
God. Yeah, let's move on.
I like the awkwardness.
Since we are actually talking about, you know, this now, we're talking about. Brick and mortars, you know, because all the brick and mortars that we already had, technically gone. It's not the same anymore. Like, I used to have a lot of cheat codes. Shit ain't there like it used to be. So, what do you think about, you know, like, the storefront? So you think that they're going to be able to bring something back? Not just in Philly, I'm talking about everywhere.
No, there's no need. We live in a microwave society. Like, people can hurry up and wait. Like, if I know, like, I don't want to wait in line, so I'll wait. Using my time. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather order something and go about my day than have to stand in line. I'm not saying that that's what I'm thinking. I'm literally saying that this is what people are thinking. Like, I'd rather it better get here in a couple of days. I probably wasn't going to wear it today anyway. That's just how that shit is. And that's with anything. Like, if Supreme dropped something, I didn't rush to New York to go stand in line at Supreme so I can get a jacket. I'm just going to order it online. Hopefully I get it. If I don't, I'm banking on a reseller, not roofing the price, so I can't get it.
That's facts. I'll give you that one.
So does the real, like, what you're looking at is what effect is brick and mortar having outside of not being an actual stable place? Because there are a lot of stores where you can't even, like, restaurants. There's certain restaurants you can't even show up and go, like order from. You have to, like, use, what is it?
Takeout?
Yeah, you have to use takeout. You have to use Uber Eats to get it. You can't just show up to the store. Like, just sitting with that idea is more than enough to know, like, yo, I'm not waiting for shoes. I wait for them on, like, time-wise, but I'm not wasting my time doing it. So brick and mortar is not necessary.
I mean, I miss the nostalgia of it. I know for a fact, I mean, Mike, I know you do. The nostalgia, the fact that we had to walk into certain shit, there were none of these raffles and nothing crazy that we had to do. You just had to wait in line. Like, sometimes, I really remember, like, you know, like, being outside Nocturnal. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it would go negatively. Most of the time it would go negatively. But the fact of the matter is just to see how many people would show up at that moment to get the sneaker and then move on, you know, the very next day, then you see the crazy line like around the corner. And then just that feeling of not saying, you know, got them off of the sneaker app.
Right.
But the fact that you literally are walking in, grabbing a sneaker, you're seeing it for the first time. And it's just like, damn, it do feel like an accomplishment.
But that cut back on violence, because I remember people just get clunked upside the head trying to make it home.
That's true.
Like, if you knew the Concords was coming out, I'm waiting to see if somebody was my size, clunk you upside the head, take the shoes. Hopefully I don't get clunked on my way from taking
that,
your shoes.
That was a wild, I'm not even going to hold you. I'm so happy that I had, like I said, I had the cheat codes. I had mine the day before from a person I knew from Kicks USA. I didn't have to do none of that.
My man out here is out missed the nostalgia, just trying to make it home, trying to survive wearing a shoe.
It wasn't that deep.
Tell the people there from trying to take shoes home.
I never had no issues.
I know you didn't, but I'm just saying, like, just looking at it, safety first. Like, imagine Junior walking with his size fours.
He talk about that shit sometimes. Like,
and then I'm going to clunk him upside his head, and my son got some mics. Like, that's how this shit is going down.
Just to kind of circle back to also, like, the Jordan shop that's going to be opening in Philly. I think the thing with brick and mortars is sustainability is behind, like, exclusivity.
Right.
So if you aren't offering anything that's necessarily exclusive to the public.
With the hype,
then your sustainability kind of. It depends on that, right? So, like, a Jordan shop, there's nothing necessarily exclusive that Jordan shop probably will release. It's probably going to be the same old GR, you know, green.
I beg the difference.
Green, you think so?
I can see them just in the beginning phases of it dropping a trophy room.
You know, the very first day, they're going to give you something that's from back in the day, and they're going to have at least maybe, I want to say at least 30 pairs. I guarantee you it's going to be something real.
But the consistency behind it.
Not going to be no consistency.
I'm hoping museum type. I'm looking for that. Okay. Like, I don't want just another shoe store. I want an experience. Like, when I go to art museums and stuff like that, and I go and see some of these exhibits, especially if they're coming into town, like, let's say if Calls comes back into town, I'm hoping for an experience. I'm not looking for just like, oh, man, I saw a 6-foot companion statue. Now I'm going over here to go get, like, you know, something from the gift shop, a keychain or a button that I ain't never going to wear again because it's too clunky. Shit like that. I want, like, an experience. I want, like, this Mike wore this shoe. And he did that because I'm pretty sure he had, like, thousands of shoes during his whole career. Like, he got something that he ain't, you know.
I know that feeling that you're talking about. You're talking about, like, the actual, remember how they had the 1 through 13s or 14s. And then they had the ones that he actually wore. They were in gold for the championship, John. Like, yep. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I want substance.
You want some substance.
I don't want you just putting this glamorous store in, you know, the center of the city. And I go there and I'm trying. I got to buy shoes from here. Just, you know, just not to just look around, but I just got to buy shoes from here. And I got to try to make it home with this shit. Because this city is crazy. Philly is crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of dope because it is in center city. Like, let's say if it was in... I don't know, like, King of Prussia area, I wouldn't be as thrilled.
That makes sense.
But then again, like I said, we kind of late to the party because Philly is late to the party.
Kinda.
It's like, I'm saying not kinda, they are late to the party because, you know, the renaissance that they have, you know, especially in Center City, is that one of, you know, I'm trying to make it like Times Square. Like, I'm trying to give that New York feel. People do go to New York to go to Louis Vuitton. I've taken that drive. I've taken that drive with you. I've taken that drive myself. So I want that. I want that. But If there was anything to actually get from it, then it's got to be an experience, and that's all you want.
That's a valid point. The experience is everything. Nike selling
yes
refurbished sneaks.
I'll touch on that. So Nike, in my findings, they were selling refurbished sneaks. So at one point in time, you can take them and get them back to Nike. Nike would fix them up and resell them, whether they were damaged, used, or, you know, you just didn't want them no more. So they recently had a website to where you could, I forgot the name of the website, but I will post it up. You would send them, like I said, send them back your Nikes, and they would fix them up and then sell them for like a crazy discounted price. It might be like 70% off, 80% off. Like, what do you think about that? Like, do you like that idea? Because that, in all sense, is just them just, you know, restoring shoes and then just selling them. They're their own consignment shoes.
Only for the people that really can't afford the sneaks like that.
So you saying it's poor, like, people's shoes?
I mean, listen, bro, I'm not grabbing the refurbished ones. Like,
so you telling me right now, a Jordan from 85 and they got that and refurbished.
They're not going to do that.
They could, though.
So are they at a discounted rate? Like, you know how Best Buy does, like, the open box rate better?
So you're saying, like, Marshalls where your shoes is zip tied, you don't get no box, you get a box with no lid?
Is it going to be, like, that makes sense. Rate?
That's what I'm saying.
That's still fucked up. Marshalls, do something about that. Give them the lids. Give them the lids.
Yeah, I mean, is it like that? Because I ain't going to hold you. Like, it's got to be something crazy for me to grab refurbished.
Yeah. It's no different than, you know, you buying a shoe off eBay.
How do you feel about it? Because you have a refurbished, remade, reworn.
Honestly,
so how
I thought it was infringing on my business. I really did. Because they made the shoe, so they got the parts. I got to go on eBay or Grailed or if Craigslist was still around, Craigslist, find the shoe, make sure it fits your size, get the part, put it. I'm waiting for the shit. They got the shit in stock.
I didn't even see it like that. When they mentioned it, I went on to it to see how it worked. And then afterwards, it didn't have nothing there. So I was just like.
Yeah, but because it's gone now. Like, that's the next question, which we'll tie in later. And do you think they should stop? I mean, do you think it should have closed down? Personally, I don't think it should have closed down because that's some dope shit. Like, it's a used shoe coming directly from the manufacturer. That's like Naked Famous. If your jeans were ripped or torn up or they were just overly abused, you can send them back and they'd give you new jeans.
I mean, I've heard that before. They do that with Hermes and Tiffany stuff.
Yes, they
and
all do.
Shit. Like, all right, I get it. I mean,
Levi's does it.
Listen, if we could catch
they
on to it,
vintage on it.
It's like Baccarat, and when you use up the cologne, and you could bring it back and they refill the bottle or whatever.
You know, you can do that shit with like protein and back in like, you know, vitamin shops and shit.
Can you?
Yeah, you can use half the bottle. It could be within an inch. You're like, yeah, this ain't good. And take it back, and they give you something else and give you money back.
You're welcome. Edit that out. So
life hack.
Yeah, Z just fucked it up for everybody.
I didn't. I just gave you a life hack.
Yeah, go ahead to edit that one
out. I play for keeps. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. I'm not getting shit. Since y'all still didn't say, do y'all not like Nike doing that? You don't want that?
I mean, I got to test the waters.
Nike, bring it back.
I tried to see what it was hitting for, and
run it back.
I didn't get a chance.
Hire me, run it back.
Because when I tell you I tried to click on it and it was gone, it was gone. Like,
it was gone.
As soon as they mentioned it on Twitter, I was right there for it. I was like, gone.
Speaking of gone, this is one of my favorite things right now. Sneaker commercials. They've been phased out. I don't know if y'all noticed. There are none. Like, there are very few. You got to find them, though. And you, because I think personally it's because nobody watches TV anymore. Everybody streams. But there are no Nike. There are no nice commercials no more. There's only one.
Ant-Man had a good commercial. Yeah, that was a good commercial.
That was a dope commercial. Like, it took me back to being a kid. For real, for real. It really did. It made me feel like, all right, Ant, I see what you're doing. I see what they're doing for you. Why do you think that they're being phased out outside of streaming?
I don't know. I particularly, I don't care for it.
Because I think that's affecting shoes.
I feel like you need to have these. But I mean, bro, I don't know. It's like they're not putting no real effort into sneakers. Like
no,
that.
Because the last commercial they did was the one with Giannis. They kind of did like a sub-dual collab with him and Android.
Man, that was ass.
Samsung.
And then what you call was in it? The boy Drewski. I know what you're saying. Yeah, like, Drewski. That joint was trash, bro.
First of all, Drewski, funny as shit.
He is.
One skit he did where he told Ball he had to hang up on him. He said, yeah, I know where you live. I know where you're staying. And he was like, let's keep it kosher. I'm like, be scared of shit. Let me get up out of here. That's some funny shit.
If y'all go back, like for really think about it, what was your favorite sneaker commercial?
Oh, before you get that. So we agree that Ant-Man's commercial is the best one out right now because it's the only one out, obviously.
Bro, I haven't even seen
it. It's the most memorable one I can think of.
Okay.
I mean, book joint was pretty, was okay. When he grabbed the big book, book one, that joint was all right. I like that joint.
Ant-Man different.
Ant-Man's reminds me of old Nike commercials. Like they did a really good job.
Yeah. I think Adidas finally started answering the bell once they started taking over.
I mean, shit, they're the lower the totem pole right now. So,
since we're talking commercials, what was one of the most memorable sneaker commercials? Not your favorite. I'm going to ask that next. What's, like, one of the most memorable commercials?
I think everybody would have to say Nike basketball.
You say that?
Most memorable? Yeah, it made it in a movie.
It did. It did make it in a movie.
It was in a movie, but it wasn't that.
As far as pop culture is concerned, that's probably one of the most memorable. As it crossed over,
I think the Like Mike commercial
outside of the sneaker community.
I think the Like Mike commercial. I want to be like Mike.
That's so yeah.
If that, I could be like Mike, that man had his own song.
Yeah, but
it was peaceful, dog. Like I think like I'm gonna make that a ringtone.
And one B.
I got three.
I got a couple,
and they ain't Nike.
I'm not. My most memorable. Really? Or I'm talking about.
No. We ain't at your most memorable. That's okay. Next. I'm talking about three. A powerful, memorable Nike commercial. Just commercial, yeah. Period. Because to be real, my most memorable is, this is going to sound really stupid. Remember when they came out with the shoes, it was called Flak. They had Joe Montana just yelling in the camera, Flak, 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 Flak. I wanted a pair. It was the shittiest shoe ever made. Look it up. Look it up. Joe Montana had a mullet, but he had the, it was tight though. He had a full Gretzky bowl, but he had the spike business. I mean, party up front, but business in the back. I don't know what was going on. I probably said that shit backwards. But he was like, Flak, 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 Flak. It was.
Oh, I remember.
Exactly. See, I live.
I remember that joke. It was LA Gears.
That was your favorite joke?
They wasn't LA Gears. They said Flak.
Oh, was
that? Yeah. That was your favorite joke?
They look yo, like because what the fuck? Yo, because you would say shit like, yo, I don't want no Flak. I thought they was talking about the shoes growing up. First of all, you got to understand. I wasn't the brightest child. I thought that that the actual singer artist was actually at the radio station singing these songs half the time. So this is during that time frame of my life.
All right. I mean, that's it.
I said what I said.
I'm about to go off because I'm pretty sure everybody that's viewing, you can't separate these.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that that's a memorable commercial.
Yeah.
I'm not saying so forget about the most memorable. What's a memorable commercial? Which ones do you remember? Not your favorite. Keep that in the tuck because that's coming up. What's memorable?
It's so many Jones. Like, all right, so we could talk about the Muppets, the LeBron and Kobe John, like the 24-20, bro. Them Jones were so memorable. And it was always something too that we everybody forgot about Little Dez. Little Dez, that was a pivotal moment. He was sitting there talking shit.
Okay.
And all of a sudden he got into the room and he finally shut the fuck up and then he put the little what you call in his mouth and he was like, yeah. And then you really see it. That's just a memorable one. We're not even gonna talk about LeBron.
No Diddy would put in.
LeBron with all the LeBron had how do you call that? He had all the little the older one of him.
Oh, you talking about when he was sitting by the pool?
Bro.
And that was funny.
He was training in the pool.
That was dope.
That's a great joint. Like, but those are just the memorable ones. And I get to the favorite ones. I know that y'all remember this because we're from Philly. So, I mean.
The hyper dunk. When Kobe tried to dunk on everybody on the basketball court and then KG stepped in.
I remember that one.
Or was that Adidas? I'm pretty sure that was Adidas. So, what's your favorite?
My favorite, I got three. So everybody from Philly, the AI Jadakiss joint was goofy.
Ooh.
We're not going to sit up here and act like that. That was a goofy joint.
That's fair.
That's just number one.
That's fair.
That wasn't my favorite one.
I downloaded the song at Napster.
That just made me think of one.
that wasn't even the goofiest joint.
I downloaded the full song off Napster, yo. It's like three verses on that joint.
My personal favorite
one. Shout out Jadakiss for the coffee.
As Kobe Adidas. When he was sitting up there dribbling the ball, and they show him dunking, and then he went, and like it would phase out. It wouldn't show him dunking all the way. He went to the foul line, jumped with two hands, and it faded out. That was a good jump. Like it was fro Kobe.
Mine's I have two. Mine's was.
Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry, champ. My
last
bad, champ.
One.
So now you Bogart, you call.
I'm gonna tell you to you like this, because I'm a hooper, and that song was so crazy. Remember, what happened to that boy with a push, bro. Yeah. So T-Mac put that joint together. He said, yo, y'all ain't got to worry. And this was for LeBron, D-Wade, all of them. He said, yeah, y'all ain't got to worry about these little young boys, you know what I mean, not going to school and all that. I'm going to take them to school every night. He was doing all the shit that everybody wanted to do. He was the first person in game. Throw that shit off the, what you call, at the backboard. Bro, he was going in. They show shadows of him like he was in the Matrix.
Didn't he bounce it and then go?
Bro, went around. He was doing all the goofy shit.
I remember that.
Mac back then was on the equivalent of Kobe. Like Orlando Mac was different.
Well, AI, every commercial we had, he had a new crossover in it. And you was trying that shit at the park.
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. I remember
doing the spin move and trying to throw it by my back, coming back, bringing it back to my left.
That's successful. Hey, Amir, I perfected that joke. Remember they called. I remember in the street game that I got called for that, and they wouldn't let me have it because they said I carried.
It is
when
a
I crossed,
carry.
Well, I left him all the way.
It's but a carry.
It's a street game.
Who carrying?
It's a carry.
It was carry, right? It wasn't carry, but bro, I cooked him. He was all the way over here. Listen, that joke was crazy.
Listen. One of my favorites is the Mars Blackman Jordan commercial. Is it the shoes? I mean, is it the juice? Is it the socks? Is it the shorts? Is it the shoes? Mike was just steady dunking, right? You know, Spike Lee had that man dunk over 100 times.
I heard that on Complex. He was going off.
100 times.
And he was cursing at him. He said, yo, if you make me dunk one more fucking time.
Just do it again, Mike. Just one more time. 100 times. The stamina that requires that just alone.
That was a good jump. It was good.
Every Mike commercial, to me personally, was one I just never get. Like the Jordan 17, you know, the Overjoy with Stevie Wonder. That was pretty good. That was solid. That
but
was
the one with Mos Def song. That's the one that gravitates to me the most.
Yep.
The Mos Def one where Mike wasn't even in the commercial to the end. It was Ray Allen and it was oh my God, what's my man name? Mike Finley. Mm-hmm. Mike Finley. They was shooting in Miami under the bridge and they was playing basketball. And it might have been Texas. And I'm not sure, but they was going in.
Outside of the Iverson and Jadakiss commercials, the Kobe system.
My man was actually in that joint. The ankle breaker one.
But you seen? No, it was like when he asked people kept asking like and he would ask
Kanye,
questions
Kanye.
And he was like more and Kanye was like
that was a great commercial.
But
that
I'm,
was a great commercial.
But okay, and he was
matter
like
fact,
more.
No, my fault. That's my favorite.
That's my shit right there. But it was like a 7-part series. Mm-hmm. It was just I watched the whole thing. I rewatched it. Probably like 2 days ago, just because I was just off a nostalgia.
Kobe wasn't only. Even saying nothing. Right
Kobe just kept saying more. I'm gonna start saying that shit. Dad, what are we eating for dinner? More. but I'm hungry. More hungry. Need you. That's my shit right there. Kobe commercials was the shit.
Yeah, Kobe commercials was the shit. Kobe Nike.
AI commercials was the shit.
Yo, AI brought the hood to every single.
AI
commercial.
Brought the hood, the Houlihans, like that.
But I'm talking about the commercial, though. Ass. Nobody thought about bringing Jadakiss. Nobody thought about that. Even because back then, that's when Reebok was at his height with the S-Dots, the G-Units.
Yep.
And then, I mean, like, bro, that was at the height. And then he just, out of nowhere, he came with Jadakiss. Like,
he ruined Fridays.
Bro, my fault. We forgetting about Kevin Garnett's joint and
commercial.
One.
I was going to say
with Styles P.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Garnett and one commercial.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yo.
That's one of mine.
They don't make shit like this no more, bro.
No, they don't.
They need to
you
get
know
back
what,
to
you
that.
Know a commercial I really liked? I know, again, a lot of mine is like childish, but when the Nike Shox came out and it was like, buh, all, ball.
I remember that, bro.
Oing, boing. Like that shit, man. That commercial, that shit was like, what grade was we in? I was probably a freshman in high school during that time frame. And shit like that, like I can still hold on to, because even now, like since we got YouTube, I can show my kids like, yo, this is what we had. I don't know what you got now. You got Ant Man coming out with his shit, and I'm hoping that Adidas treats this superstar as if, you know, all right, this is the hard reset. I'm not saying that he can bring it back single handedly, but just
well, right now outside
just the
of
fact
them two
on ideas,
what we got outside of D-Book and Anthony Edwards is really pulling up. D Book ain't really doing shit this year. He really not. He's not turning up like he did any other year.
No.
He's chilling, but Ant has been, he been out of pocket.
That's because he ain't got nobody on the team. He playing with Rudy Gobert. He playing with a dude named Rudy. I don't trust nobody.
No.
I don't even trust Rudy Huxtable.
Ant got people on the team, bro. We're not going to do that. Ant got people on the team. He got good people, too, at that. I mean, even though Carl Anthony Towns is down right now, Cat down, but it don't matter. He got good people on the team. Mike Conley is still, he's still there drawing. He the point guard.
He look weird to me.
Without you talking about with a haircut?
Yeah. Like, I don't see he got, like, cancer or something like that.
Cat a little sassy.
Wait, what?
Cat a little sassy.
He's not playing right now. He hurt.
I'm saying, he's still sassy.
But, bro, they got a good-ass team, so. I don't know. I like I said before, I don't really see any other people because, I mean, outside of the attraction that Kyrie is bringing, but he didn't even need to have no – He didn't even have anything. Like so many people grabbing.
We forgot about Kyrie. We forgot about Kyrie.
Uncle Drew only had one. He only had one.
Uncle Drew had a movie. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he only had one commercial.
The nigga had a movie. W. Game over. Yeah. Thank you, LeBron.
I feel like Tatum should have Tatum should have one.
Man, he worried about his baby hair, man. Don't worry about that.
Jordan, such a hater. George, he should have one, bro. It's a good sneaker.
I'm a Jason Tatum hater.
Wow. Yes. A light skin hating light skin. Yes.
Tate is official, bro. He should get MVP this year.
I don't think so.
He even took a deep breath on you. That's what I said. He said what he said. What you going to do?
I got to start questioning these people's opinions when it comes to basketball. Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry, Jason. I don't understand what's wrong with him. That man is official. I can't believe you just
When Jason Tatum texted Kobe after Kobe passed, I was officially done with Jason Tatum.
He texted? What did he text him?
Job not finished or some shit like that. It was during the playoffs.
What if somebody would have responded to that text?
That would have been crazy.
I would have been like, yo. I think I've had that happen, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, okay. Well.
I accidentally texted my pop. It was fine. He was gone for a year. And it was an
accident. Yeah, but it's a reason, like, for doing it.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
There's a reason to. There's a reason towards it, though. Like, it's a reason.
I'm so sorry.
But the fucked up part was somebody texting me back, keep your head
up. If anybody else would have told me this story, I wouldn't be laughing. But the fact that it's
ever. I swear, I called my brother right afterwards. I was like, yo, boy, text me back.
I'm so sorry.
You know what's crazy? I still have my dad's number in my phone. Like, and I accidentally, like, if I'm called, because my brother and my dad got the same name, I never took it out. So I occasionally call the wrong number, and I actually FaceTime the boy, and we had a conversation for like 10 minutes. I was like, I'm sorry. This is my dad's old number. I didn't mean to call you. He said, yeah. Was you the one that texted me, keep your head up? He said, yeah. We cool. He just know if he get the call, just answer it. It's happened. I live. All right. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Soul Table. I hope you delete old numbers out your phone, as did I not do.
Hey, yo, seriously, check out some of the old commercials that we talked about. I'm pretty sure that if some of y'all don't know about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honorable mention. Vince Carter, Dr. Funk.
It was all right.
I love
that. I knew he was going to bring that in. I left that one out on purpose. It was all right. It was all right. Vince Carter.
Okay. It's Dr. Funk.
Wait, didn't somebody have what you call it in there? Will Ferrell? Wasn't Will Ferrell in one of them secret commercials for the
He was in semi pro.
No, he was a semi pro, but he was actually in one of the sneaker commercials. I gotta Google it.
Don't even matter.
But yo, thank you for coming out. We really appreciate y'all again. Yes. And from our table
to yours.
Catch you on the next episode.
Clean that up.
I had a better exit, but it's cool. We gonna rock out with that.
Right.